ago. Photos of the recorder show a red cylinder partially buried in sand and on the seafloor. All 228 people aboard Flight 447 from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to Paris were killed in the crash. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
President Barack Obama is slapping more sanctions on Syria over its brutal crackdown on dissent, White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The sanctions target three top Syrian officials, the country's intelligence agency, and Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which officials here say has been providing support to the Damascus regime's security forces. The administration's freezing assets of the officials and barring Americans from doing business with them. It's feared more than 450 Syrians have died in the crackdown that's accompanied weeks of unrest against President Bashar Assad and his inner circle. One of the sanctioned officials is Assad's brother. Another is his intelligence chief. Mark Smith at the White House.
Phoenix police say an early morning shootout at a nightclub in the suburb of Buckeye has left an off-duty police officer and a suspect dead. A second officer and a second suspect were wounded. Police are searching for a third suspect who fled the scene. Phoenix police say the off-duty officers were working a private security job at the club when they got into an altercation. Space Shuttle Endeavour's launch is off until probably the end of the week. On Sunday, NASA officials said there was no way Endeavour could blast off Monday on its final voyage. A new launch date was not set, but officials said it appeared that the work needed to repair a faulty heater system in the shuttle would push the launch to the end of the week at best. Endeavour's commander Mark Kelly is married to Representative Gabrielle Giffords. She arrived at Kennedy Space Center last week. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Today we are very pleased to be speaking with Dr. Will Tuttle, who is a well-known figure in the world of animal rights, and his new book, an Amazon bestseller, is entitled The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Now, if you've not read this book yet, I urge you to take a look at it because there's so many profound insights and so much good information loaded into about 300 or so beautifully written pages. Dr. Tuttle has been an environmental, animal rights, and peace activist and a writer for 25 years. He is co-founder of the Prayer Circle for Animals and Circle of Compassion Ministry. Will is a former Zen Buddhist monk who received his PhD from Berkeley. Welcome to the program, Will.
Thank you so much, Dr. Laura. It's great to be here.
Will, as I mentioned earlier, there is a wealth of information, analysis, insight, and guidance in your great book. So I will just start by asking you, what is the main message you want to convey?
Okay, well, the main message in the World Peace Diet is that all of us are born into a culture that has a hidden core, and that core is really, it's really a taboo to talk about it, so I'm glad we're having a chance to actually talk about it here, And I think that the underlying idea is that it's enormously positive for us to look at this, even though in the beginning we may not really want to. And it has to do with our food choices and really with the mentality that's required for those food choices. Most people aren't aware that every single day, for example, in the United States, we are routinely killing for food about 75 million animals. And these are hidden away typically in factory farm situations where we don't see them. And so there's a certain mentality that's required to do that, and it's a mentality that is not in our best interests as individuals and as a culture. The basic idea is that there is a mentality of reductionism, where we learn early on to reduce certain beings to mere objects, to mere commodities that are bought and sold. It's also a mentality of reductionism and of learning to see beings, especially, it's not only these animals, but it's especially the female animals that are most violently dominated. So it's a domination of the feminine aspects, and it's also a mentality of exclusion as well as of predation, that we're essentially predatory, and also essentially a mentality of might makes right and of privilege and elitism, because the subtext of every meal essentially is that certain beings are inherently superior to others, and this superiority is really just based on outer characteristics. And so one of the things that I grew to understand in my research for doing the World Peace Diet and in my life, just living in this culture, is that whatever we do and have done to animals, we eventually end up doing to each other, to human beings. And so this underlying mentality of disconnectedness and domination, exploitation, and reductionism and exclusion and predation that we are really taught to cultivate in our culture towards literally billions of other sentient beings. And you know, I think we all know in our bones that animals are as sentient as we are, that they have interests, they are capable of feelings, and so forth. And so as a culture, we're forced to participate in meals from the time of little kids by every institution in our culture, and we're therefore basically forced to cultivate a mentality that I believe sets the foundation for all of the problems that we have as a culture, for the problems that we have environmentally and culturally, socially, spiritually, psychologically, and health-wise as well. So I think looking deeply into our culture's food system and the mentality of violence towards animals that it requires is really the greatest adventure anyone can go on in our culture. It's an adventure of discovery and understanding. It's liberating. We will find much higher levels, not only of physical health, but I think of spiritual and cultural health as well, that will be available to us. So it's essentially a very positive message, I feel, this capacity that we all have for compassion and to begin to develop that in ourselves, especially in relationship to the non-human beings that we share this earth with.
Very good. Let's talk in more depth, Will, about some of the main points you just mentioned. First, explain how our food choices, and by that I mean eating animals and their products, have an impact on our cultural, psychological, and spiritual health.
Right. Well, this is very interesting, actually. And and that's really what the World Peace Diet does. It goes into depth into how this affects us culturally, spiritually, psychologically. And part of that, I think, is just looking historically a little bit, just briefly, at how this all started happening. And basically about 10,000 years ago in what is today the country of Iraq, human beings for the very first time started to own other animals as property for food. We call it today herding animals, owning them as property. And I think that this was the last great revolution that our culture ever experienced, and it changed everything. It changed our relationship with animals, where we reduced them to mere things, to commodities. We stole their purposes. It changed the relationship between men and women, because the animals that were dominated, it was mainly the female animals in their reproductive cycles, and they were more and more learned to be seen as mere breeders rather than as beings deserving of respect. And so by the time the historic period emerged, about 3,000 years ago, we have the first writings. We can very easily see that by that time, women are bought and sold like chattel property. We have in place a wealthy elite that controls the entire culture. The wealthy elite is basically the people who have a lot of animals that they own. They were the wealth. It's a warrior culture. There's a lot of the very first war we find arising, and this disconnectedness really with nature, a sense of dominating and owning and struggling and fighting against other animals that are not owned. They became pests. That could perhaps threaten our livestock. So we had this massive change in our culture, and I think this is really the foundation of the cultural and psychological disconnects that we have today in our culture, and the creation also of a whole class of people who have to do the work that we would not want to do ourselves, the people who have to work in slaughterhouses and factory farms and routinely kill and mistreat animals. And this creates a cultural disease, I think, because we have whole armies of people who have the highest rates of suicide and drug addiction and alcoholism and spousal abuse because they have to do this terrible work to animals, and it brings out the worst in them, and they very often do that to others. So our compassion for animals, I think, is really the foundation for spiritual health and psychological health and cultural health. And as a culture, we've disconnected with that on a massive scale since we're eating so many of them, and it's really the foundation of peace and sustainability is really moving in our own lives toward a more plant-based diet and understanding why. I think really doing it out of a sense of the interconnectedness of all life. This is really the foundation, I believe, of true spiritual and cultural and psychological health.
Well, this idea that what we eat affects other aspects of society and us personally is not talked about much. Why is that?
Basically, it's not talked about because we're not comfortable talking about it. And I think the reason for that really shows that we have an essential core of compassion and kindness, and we're very dissatisfied, I think. And I think our self-esteem is reduced by the violence that we are essentially forced to engage in by our cultural upbringing. So I think the spiritual path in general, no matter how it looks on the outer level, in general it always requires the person to question the underlying assumptions of whatever culture they're born into. And this is the foundation, I think, not only of spirituality and spiritual growth, but also of real health. And also, it's the only way we'll be able to have any kind of positive cultural evolution.
Don't go away. We're speaking with Dr. Will Tuttle, author of the book World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
Nice film cats play Queen's Country Water.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits, too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
This Saturday at Ace, you can save 20% on almost anything just by using a golf bag. Or a laundry bag.
Mom, I'm home!
Even a sleeping bag. Because this Saturday is the Ace Bring Your Own Bag sale. Fill any bag with almost anything in the store and get 20% off. At Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer visit. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise only. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See this week's circular or store for details.
Meat oaf? Onion oop? Russell routes? When the food you eat has nutritional gaps, so do you. But fortunately, you've got Centrum. With more key nutrients than one a day essential, Centrum helps you fill the gaps better. So go on. Eat that water, Ellen. Lick that ice cream. Sip that Uvi. Filling those nutritional gaps is as easy as taking a Centrum. Centrum, complete from A to zinc.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and we're speaking with Dr. Will Tuttle. He is the author of this new book, which is an Amazon bestseller, entitled The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Will, do you promote veganism, and do you believe there's a big difference ethically between being a vegan and being a vegetarian?
Yes, I do actually promote veganism, and I do believe there's a big difference between veganism and vegetarianism. I think that this is a beautiful thing to talk about today in our world. There's probably, in many ways, in my mind anyway, nothing more positive and empowering and liberating as well to discuss, because the word vegan is a word that really is a modern iteration of an ancient spiritual principle. The Sanskrit word for it is ahimsa. Ahimsa is an old Sanskrit word that means nonviolence. And so when Donald Watson in 1944, who was the secretary of the Vegetarian Society in London, coined the word vegan, he said, veganism is a philosophy and way of life which seeks to exclude, as far as possible and practical, all forms of exploitation of and cruelty to animals for food, clothing, or any other purpose. So he created a word simply to account for motivation, because the word vegetarian does not account for motivation. We can be a vegetarian because we want to be healthier or because it's cheaper or, you know, whatever. But the word vegan is very specific. The word was coined to say that we are trying to simply reduce or minimize the amount of cruelty and violence that we're causing to others. And I think, therefore, veganism is really a call from the highest part of ourselves to live our lives ethically. And it's really a mentality of radical inclusion. It's saying I'm going to include all living beings within the sphere of my kindness and concern. And I think as such, it draws us to a higher level. The idea is to treat everyone, humans and non-humans, with respect and kindness, and to let our purchases and our lifestyle reflect that as best we can. So it's not a self-centered motivation, but the beauty of it is, I found myself, is that when I live a life as best I can, thinking of others and not buying, say, animal-based foods, that it's just as wonderful as it is, it brings more inner peace, it brings more outer health. Not to try to put anybody out of business, but I haven't been to a doctor in over 30 years here. I've been a vegan for 30 years, and I just, you know, never have any health problems at all. And it's just a wonderful liberation on that level. But I think also at the level of inner peace and sense of, you know, kindness and relationships with others, it just creates the foundation of kindness and concern. And I think the other thing that's very important to understand is that vegetarians typically don't eat any animal flesh, but do eat dairy products and eggs. And I think that there is just as much cruelty in a piece of cheese, for example, as a piece of meat, or an egg than a piece of meat. I mean, the amount of cruelty involved in these products is really no less. And I think a lot of people could very easily argue that there's perhaps even more, because these female animals who are hyper-confined for dairy products and for eggs are really treated in abysmally. You know, I mean, their babies are stolen routinely, they're impregnated against their will, and they are always killed for meat at the end anyway. So there's a lot of suffering and cruelty involved in these purchases and in these products. So I think that the word vegan is a beautiful, powerful word in the sense that it's this ancient teaching of kindness, and it really draws us and points us toward compassion for animals, which is also compassion for humans, because not only the slaughterhouse workers who suffer so much, but also the people who are starving, for example, in the world. I mean, just to understand that if we have compassion for other human beings who are worthy of our respect, people who are perhaps less wealthy than we are, who live in cultures that don't have as much money. But right now, on this planet, we're growing enough food to feed between 12 and 15 billion human beings. I mean, this is, to me, a cause for great celebration. This should be the headline on the front page of the New York Times, I think, every day. We're growing plenty of food. There's no reason for anyone to be starving, and yet we have only 6.7 billion people, roughly a billion people of our brothers and sisters are starving or malnourished because we're feeding so much grain to animals for meat, dairy products, and eggs, while those of us who live in wealthier countries, like in the United States and so forth in Europe, it's very easy for us to bid the price of grain high on the world markets to feed to our hyper-confined animals, and to such a high level, basically, that people who are making less money just simply cannot afford to buy any grain or legumes to eat themselves and are suffering from starvation. So simply as a matter of compassion for human beings, when we reduce the amount of meat, dairy products, and eggs that we're eating, it's a great way to help free up resources to feed hungry people, as well as reduce cruelty to animals. And there's a lot more I can talk about as far as the cruelty goes, but to ecosystems as well. But I think the word vegan is so important because it really was coined with this idea that compassion is the motivation, and this is what is the statement behind this action of compassion for animals and eating a plant-based diet. And this is what gives our words, I think, a lot more weight to help transform our culture in a positive way so that animals are allowed to live again in peace and freedom.
Will, you mentioned the term radical. Many people feel that when one is vegan, you're really an extremist. Is veganism radical?
Yes, I think actually veganism itself is absolutely not radical in the sense that it's simply our own true nature naturally expressing. I think all of us, anyone, you know, it's so interesting. I'll just say this very briefly if I have time here. When they do polls of people and how many, you know, what percentage of people is against animal cruelty and thinks that, if there's cruelty to animals, it should be punished in some way, 98% of people polled, Republicans, Democrats, and everybody else, all agree that this is, wrong. And yet 98% of the people, roughly, are eating animal food. So veganism is not radical. It's very basic to us, and yet it is radical in the sense of the Latin root, radix, which means root. It goes to the very roots of our dilemmas. And so I think it's radical in a positive sense in that it brings us back to the roots of compassion.
Yeah, good point. Dr. Will Tuttle, World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Don't go away. More with Dr. Tuttle.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Arlic bread? Easer Allied? Wrench Rise? When the food you eat has nutritional gaps, so do you. But fortunately, you've got Centrum. With more key nutrients than one a day essential, Centrum helps you fill the gaps better. So go on. Order that umpkin eye. Nosh on those rackers. Feast on those ish sticks. Filling those nutritional gaps is as easy as taking a Centrum. Centrum, complete from A to zinc.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much money, too much money.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We're talking about the World Peace Diet. This great book. Author is Dr. Will Tettle. Will, you lecture and travel widely. Do you encounter many people who claim that they must eat meat to be or feel normal or healthy?
Yes, I do meet people from time to time who say that. And, you know, I also meet a lot of people who say, yeah, when I went vegan, I lost the extra pounds and I have much more energy and I feel great. So, I meet both types of situations. And I guess being in the kind of work I'm doing, which is basically promoting veganism and plant-based eating, I probably hear more from those who are really doing well with it. And I think most people do well on a plant-based diet. And my own feeling, honestly, is that all of us as human beings are essentially designed for a plant-based diet. We don't have essential differences in our digestive and circulatory systems or in our basic physiology. And so one of the things I emphasize in World Peace Diet is the power of the placebo effect, which is simply the power of our mind to convince us of many things, and the power of social and cultural programming. I think it's very important for people, if they do go to a plant-based diet, to do it well. I mean, like my wife and I eat only whole foods, unprocessed, organic grains, vegetables, fruits, and we don't buy processed foods. We don't buy commercially grown foods. I think it's important to really eat healthy foods. I think it's also important how we eat. I think we should eat with a really a sense of gratitude and slowly and mindfully, and really live a life of joy and creativity. That, you know, that health is a huge thing to understand, and it's not really right, I don't think, to reduce it down to one little thing like just what we're eating. But I think food also does have a profound effect on our health. And my feeling through, after 30 years of being a vegan and meeting, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of people from all walks of life, that all of us can do well on a plant-based diet if we are simply committed to it, educate ourselves. The hardest part about it really is other people, people who say, oh, you're not going to get enough protein, you're not going to get enough calcium. And these voices live in our heads, and I think they can very often undermine and sabotage our efforts.
Right. A lot of misconceptions. Will, in your book, you mentioned the phrase, the domination of the feminine. What do you mean by this, the domination of the feminine, and how is that related to our food choices?
Well, it's like I said, it's essentially in this entire operation of killing animals for food, it's the female animals who are most brutally treated, and it's not just the animals, it's their reproductive organs and reproductive cycles. And so from the very beginning of animal agriculture, what men had to do in order to successfully herd animals was to dominate the female animals. And I think we all know in our bones that if there's one thing we should not mess with and we should not violate, it's mothers giving birth to babies and nurturing those babies and protecting those babies. And yet in animal agriculture, that was the very thing that men had to become hard enough and tough enough and disconnected enough to dominate. And so I think that all of us in our culture, since we're forced by every institution in our culture, by the family and religion and education and the media, the government, you know, every institution essentially conditions us and indoctrinates us in a very powerful way to eat animal foods, that we're all forced to disconnect from the feminine dimension that I refer to in the World Peace Diet as Sophia, this inner wisdom and compassion that we all have that yearns to protect life. And I think the big adventure, really, the big accomplishment that we can have as human beings is to begin to resurrect this inner feminine power within ourselves and begin to look with eyes, when we look into the world, that have compassion and inclusion and kindness and respect, and to let that way of seeing extend to all beings, not just to people who are in our nation or, you know, to these in-groups, but to everyone and to all beings, and even to chickens and pigs and cows and fish and other animals. And when we do that, I think then the feminine dimension begins to get stronger within ourselves. We begin to have a sense of nurturing and protecting life.
Will, you also use another term I've not read before, metaphysical toxin. What is that?
Well, basically, we know that physical toxins concentrate in animal foods. And the point I make in the whole chapter of the World Peace Diet is that metaphysical toxins also concentrate in animal foods. So whereas physical toxins are things like the hormones and the heavy metals and the PCBs and the dioxins and the radioactive waste and all the things that are accumulating and bioaccumulate in animal flesh and especially in dairy products and eggs, and that cause a lot of cancer, we know this very well, that there are also metaphysical toxins because these foods concentrate terror and fear and anxiety and despair and frustration. And so we find that the people who are eating these foods, you know, very often get the very same diseases that the animals have, and the animals are suffering psychologically. The animals are driven into psychological insanity very often. I mean, the poor pigs are banging their heads against the metal bars in their crates, just literally insane with frustration at being forced to be immobilized for years, you know, months and years. And then people eat this, and we find that, you know, that the drug rates and the mental illness rates for things like depression and insomnia and anxiety and frustration, and all these things are escalating the same way they do with the animals. So I believe that we live in a very materialistic culture philosophically. That means, you know, that means believing that only matter, only physical matter is real. If we can't measure it, it doesn't exist. And we live in this materialistic culture because we live in a culture that eats a lot of animal foods, where we practice every day, typically three times a day, learning to see beings merely as matter, merely as pieces of meat that that are not beings, that are not conscious and subjects of their lives. And so this is the foundation, really, of this whole disconnection we have, I think, from a deeper understanding that sees life as being alive and see, I would see clearly that an egg or a piece of flesh is something that's not just an embodiment of physical toxins, but metaphysical toxins, and we would not want to feed that to our children. We wouldn't want to eat that ourselves, the terror and fear and anxiety that is actually present there.
Interesting. Will, what can each of us do today and every day to effectively contribute to world peace?
Well, I think the most important thing anyone can do, honestly, is to just think about all these things and to try to understand what's going on in our culture, especially to what's going on to animals. We have a culture where we just ignore the whole animal agricultural industry and the manifest ramifications of this. There's massive ramifications of this. So I think going online, for example, or reading books to try to understand where our food comes from, because food is so important. And our treatment of animals has massive reverberations that reverberate into our culture and back to us. I call it the boomerang effect. So I think moving, you know, first of all, understanding, then moving toward a more plant-based diet, that's something we can all do. We can all make those changes in our own lives. We cannot control someone else necessarily, but we can control our own purchasing and eating behavior. So move toward a more plant-based diet. And then the third step, I think, is even better, which would be to begin to educate and advocate to others and help spread this message. So that, those are the three actions I would recommend.
Dr. Will Tuttle, author of the book World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony, thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Don't go away. We're going to have Peter and the News up next.
Standing in the rain. Some kind of
sure am.
Is measured out in miles.
I was wondering if I could say thanks so much. It's so great to be here.
Childlike, no one understands.
Yeah.
Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence
is measured
out in years.
I'm far away.
You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Listening to Animals Today, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner. If you have a show topic or animal-related news story you'd like to for us to cover on the show, feel free to email me your suggestions at drlori@animalstodayradio.com. That's D-R-L-O-R-I at animalstodayradio.com. Also, I encourage you to join us on Facebook. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
What's new?
In Texas, the Texas House voted on Tuesday to favor a bill that would regulate animal breeders in a bid to crack down on puppy mills.
Good.
Texas, one of those states that is sort of behind the curve a little bit, but
right.
It's getting together now. Interestingly, one representative, this fellow named David Simpson, rose up to speak against the bill, saying that it would really establish, and I don't mean to be funny, a dog Gestapo. I feel we're moving in the direction of that we're regulating light bulbs and toilets and now going to be established the pet police. This is the opposition to this legislation.
Right, right. I don't get that philosophy, by the way. One is a living being and one is an inanimate object.
Right.
Well, okay.
You'll know about this. The World Pet Association 22nd Annual America's Family Pet Expo was held last weekend in Costa Mesa. We were present, and they broke their record of 668 adoptions. These are animals that are put up for adoption by the various rescue groups that come and represent themselves. So that was their record, and we were there personally.
I know.
And it was a pretty interesting adventure.
Very interesting. We have to talk about it on an upcoming show, okay?
Okay. So it's a big expo. It was bigger than I thought it would be.
Yes, it was huge.
We'll tell everyone more about it a little later. In L.A., the zoo's elderly lion named Lionel, he died. He was 23. He was humanely euthanized. He had come from a reserve in Oklahoma and then went to Wildlife Way Station in north of Los Angeles and then was brought to the zoo where he lived for many years happily, apparently.
So he was at a reserve.
Right. Reserve closed down.
Okay, the closed down, went to a way station, which is right. Also like a reserve.
Right, right.
And then was confined in a zoo?
Well, he was, I don't know what his actual living, but that's where he went.
Okay. Right?
So the point of the article is that he lived to 23, well beyond the life expectancy of lions in the wild, and started suffering the ravages of hyper old age, which is a weird phenomenon that the vets and caretakers are dealing with in the animals who live beyond their life expectancy.
Right, when they're confined or in an area not in their natural environment.
Yeah, not food themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Their animal advocates are all upset about the new dog fighting app on the Android devices. You can download an application called Dog Wars, which basically teaches players how to fight pit bulls, virtual pit bulls.
I think that's terrible. Yeah. I never heard about this.
Well, it's pretty new. And
so we teach our kids how to become Michael Vicks?
That's what people are claiming, yes.
This is terrible.
Yeah, Vic came out against it, but the game is still out there. And
let's listen to Vic. Vic came out against it. That has a lot of credibility.
Well, a representative from PETA said that the game teaches people how to hang, electrocute, and otherwise torture man's best friend, right?
I think that's terrible.
And the game makers say, obviously, the opposite. They want to teach people to take care of us, something crazy like that.
Oh, my God.
So that's the dog war. So
what's the status of this, and what can we do?
Oh, okay. It's still going on. The developer is called Cage Games, K-A-G-E Games. And they are declaring themselves victims of a rush to judgment.
Oh, yeah, right. I think we should all email them and send them our opinion about this.
Okay, so the email address.
Okay, thank you.
Pitboss at cagegameswithak.com.
Pitboss at cagegameswithak.com.
Tell them you don't like dog wars.
Absolutely. Good, thank you.
Billionaire Richard Branson?
Yeah.
His latest adventure is to use one of his private islands in the Caribbean to try to save an endangered species of African lemurs. He's got this island called Mosquito Island in the British Virgin Islands, and he wants to create a colony that will make up for their loss of habitat in Madagascar. So he wants to bring 30 of them from zoos and tries to see what happens.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting experiment, but I hope someone who knows what they're doing is involved in this.
That's
because
right.
Because who knows the unintended consequences.
Absolutely.
When you just undertake this sort of experiment.
Right. What's his experience?
Well, he likes to have airlines and space planes.
He has money.
And he's an adventurer. I mean, he's a thrill seeker. He likes the challenge, I guess. I don't know. In domestic news, you know, the use of continuous glucose monitoring devices in dogs with diabetes is becoming popular. So if your dog develops diabetes, you need to know how much insulin to inject and when. And in the past and currently, they use a glucose curve that you develop over the course of one day. You draw the blood every 2 hours over the course of the day and use that to give your schedule for the rest of the dog's life. Wow. So instead, now they are implanting a glucose monitor that would give you a blood sugar reading continuously so you can know exactly how much insulin to inject and how to adjust their diet and activity.
That's so great. Just like humans, that's so great.
So that's becoming much more popular. Another one of these increased expenses involved in having a pet. And then news from the group Traffic. We like Traffic because they talk about they monitor the seizures of illegal pet products from around the world and track everyone and report them. And they are reporting, unfortunately, that there continues to be huge market in elephant tusks and such. So they are trying to crack down on that.
So sad. So sad. Right. Thank you, Peter.
Yep.
Listen, tell your friends about Animals Today and let them know if we're not broadcasting on the radio in their market or city, they can listen on the internet during the live show, which is 5 to 6 Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. And so you just go to animalstodayradio.com and click on the Listen Live button. Again, the show airs every Sunday from 5 to 6 Eastern Standard Time. And if you haven't already done so, you can add yourself to our mailing list, again, by going to the website, animalstodayradio.com, and you'll receive a weekly electronic newsletter announcing the guests and subject matter for the upcoming show. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us.